Следующий выступающий Александр Гилевич Дугин.
The next speaker is Alexander Dugin.
Дорогие друзья, приветствую
Dear
вас
friends,
на форуме многополярности. Это историческое событие. Надеюсь, войдет в историю человечества. Начинается большой поворот, большой переход. Многополярный мир – это прежде всего философия.
Transition is beginning. Multipolar world is first and foremost a philosophy. It is based on criticism of Western universalism. The West has racially imperialistically identified itself with humanity. Britain once declared all the seas and oceans its property. Western civilization has declared all of humanity, above all, humanity's consciousness to be its property. This is how the unipolar world came to life. It has only one value, Western value. There is only one political system, liberal democracy. Only one economic model, neoliberal capitalism. Only one culture, postmodern. Only one idea of gender and family, LGBT. Only one version of development, technical perfection, up to post-humanism and the complete displacement of humanity by AI and cyborgs. The unipolar world, according to its supporters, is the triumph of world history, the total victory of the Western New Age, liberalism, which has become the only and unquestionable ideology of all mankind. Multipolarity is an alternative philosophy. It is based on a fundamental objection. The West is not yet the whole of humanity, but only a part of it. Its region. West is its province, along with others.
It is not a civilization in the singular, but only
one of civilizations, and there are at least seven such civilizations today on planet Earth.
Hence,
some civilizations are already united into huge continental states, world states, or civilization states, or
Wenmingzha.
We have to use international languages, our languages, including Chinese. These are our concepts. Others still have to unite. The collective West, NATO countries and U.S. vassals are only one of the poles of this multipolar world. The other three are Russia, Eurasia, Greater China, Greater India. They are all civilization states. That is something more than ordinary countries. And then there are three other large spaces. This is the Islamic world, entirely knit together by religion, but politically still fragmented, Black Trans-Saharan Africa. The Latin American Ecumen. All seven civilizations have completely different religious profiles, different systems of traditional values, different vectors of development, different cultural identities. And Western civilization, contrary to its claims, is just one of this. However, multipolarity is doesn't counterbalance the West, but its claims to universalism, which are unsubstantiated, and its dominance. It is not the West that opposes multipolarity, but claims to oneness and universality. You know these claims firsthand. They permeate all systems, culture, and education. The West has penetrated with its toxic ideology, seduced the elites, put our society under its informational control, tried to lead our youth as far away from faith and tradition as possible. But the end of the West's sole hegemony has come to an end. It ended with the position of Russia and personally of our president, Vladimir Putin, when we refused to sacrifice our sovereignty and entered into a deadly battle with the West in the Ukraine. We are at war in the Ukraine, not with the Ukrainians, but with the unipolar world. And our imminent victory will not just be ours, but it will be the victory of all mankind, which will see itself, that the power of the West is not absolute, that its policy of neocolonialism and disubordination can be said a decisive no, insist on its own.
При этом Россия – это лишь один из полюсов многополярного мира. Это совсем не возврат к двухполюсной системе. Старой модели – это начало совершенно новой мировой архитектуры. Стремительный рост китайской экономики и укрепление суверенитета Китая, особенно под началом великого руководителя Си Цзиньпина, превратили Китай в еще один совершенно самостоятельный полюс. И видя это, Запад в лице глобалистской верхушки США тут же объявил Китаю торговую войну. Исламский мир бросил вызов Западу прежде всего в религиозной и культурной сфере. Западные ценности, открыто призывающие к разрушению традиций семьи, пола, культуры, религии, несовместимы с основами ислама. Это понимает сегодня каждый из почти 2 миллиардов мусульман. И сегодня у исламского мира своя война с глобалистским Западом, Палестине, на Ближнем Востоке, где полным ходом при тотальном одобрении Запада идет позорный геноцид палестинского народа. Индия еще один полюс. Сегодня это целая цивилизация, которая возвращается к своим корням, к своей традиции, к своим основам. Это больше не культурная и экономическая колония Запада, а поднимающийся мировой гигант. Африка и Латинская Америка последовательно и методично, хотя не без проблем, движутся по этому же пути. Движение панафриканистов так красиво, если образно представлено нашу форме, for a united and comprehensive African integration free from neo-colonial control, well represented at this forum.
И Латинская Америка continues, тоже представлена всеми странами сегодня на нашем форуме, also represented by all of this, by all of the countries at this forum, continues on its path of anti-colonial struggle. The multipolar world today is neither a utopia, nor only a theoretical project. 6 civilizations out of 7 have united in a new BRICS block. There are representatives of each. We are dealing with the institutionalization of multipolarity.
The greater humanity unites, comprehends itself, begins to harmonize its traditions and its orientations, its systems of traditional values and interests, which was well described by Мария Захарова. Only the collective West, trying to preserve its hegemony at any cost, categorically refuses to be included in this inevitable multipolar process. It opposes it. It intrigues, provokes conflicts, intervenes. It tries to strangle all pockets of independence with sanctions and direct pressure.
If it fails,
it engages into direct military confrontations, as in the Ukraine, in Gaza, and not to the end, soon in the Pacific Ocean. However, the West is not monolithic. There are two Wests, the globalist West of liberalists and the traditional West, the West of peoples and societies. The traditional West itself is suffering from the omnipotence of the perverted globalists is trying to revolt. The peoples of the West are not the enemies of the multipolar world. They are first and foremost victims.
And that's why our forum
has the representatives of all European Western countries without exception.
И как показывает интервью нашего президента, консервативного политика и журналиста Такера Карлсона, между Россией и настоящими патриотами США намного больше общего, чем кажется. Я приветствую участников нашего форума. Мы собрались здесь, чтобы созидать будущее, чтобы осмыслять настоящее и чтобы спасти наше славное прошлое, обеспечив преемственность культуры. Такие разные, такие особенные, такие уникальные, такие самобытные, такие суверенные. Человечество — это мы.
Большое спасибо, форум закончен.
Thank you very much. Forum is now over.